Well, good morning. How are you all this morning? Are you even awake? Are you with me? Do you know where you are? No idea, he says. Where are we? We're in church, she says. We're in church.
I didn't even tell.
I noticed that. Way to go, Grandpa. Grandpa, a lot of the grandpas and moms and dads go, church. Church. It's okay. We're so glad that you're here. And you know, I've been gone for a little while. I know it was good, huh? Yeah. But I'm back. It's good to have you here. We are in church, but how do we know where we are? Well, this morning, Mr. Benko, he hardly ever gets called that. See him over there waving? Mr. Benko over there found something to help us know where we are. It was by the microwave. It was unbelievable. And I thought to myself, I have got to share this so that you all know where you are. Are you ready? Don't get too excited. Hold on. It's coming. Ready? Hold on. Yes. You never know what's going to happen in my children's sermons. Where are you again? How do you know? How do you even know where this place is? Some of our visitors say, we ask the same question. This was right next to the microwave. It fell down last week? This is how we know where we are. We are at the corner of... Is that how we know we're at church? Because we're at the corner of... Is that the only way we know that we're in church? No. You could be at the Punahou Arms and still be at the corner of... So how do we know we're at church? Any ideas? What makes the difference? Is it a street sign? Is it a church sign? How do we know it makes a difference? Not because Elmo's here. Although that's important. We know where we are because of God's love. We heard a story today about a man whose daughter was very ill. His name was, do you remember? Yes, Jairus. Excellently done. His name was Jairus, and Jairus' daughter was very ill, and he came to Jesus and said, Jesus, please come save my daughter. What do you think Jesus said? Did he say no? He said, go ahead, it's okay to talk. Yes, it's a Lutheran church, but it's okay to talk here. He said, sure, I'll come and see her. And then he went, and when he got there, do you remember what happened? Was she okay? Had she been healed? And Jesus just went home and had a cup of coffee? What happened to her? People were crying and weeping and wailing. Oh! What do you think had happened? They said, Jesus, you can just go on your way because it's too late. It's too late. It's too late. She died. And Jesus said, what are you talking about? I'm not going away. I'm not leaving yet. She hasn't died. She's just sleeping. Do you know what everybody did? They laughed. Bah! They said, what are you talking about? Go home. She's dead. You don't need to bother. Jesus said, you just watch. And he went in And he said something really funny, and I want you to learn this. It said, Talitha cum. Can you say that? Try to say it with some conviction. Talitha cum. Can you say it? Talitha cum. It means, little girl, get up. See what happens? So if you have, this is a good thing. If you have a little sister, she's sitting in the chair and you want to sit where she is, you say, Talitha cum. Little girl, get up. And do you know what happened? She did. She got up. Jesus loved all of us so much. And Jesus loved that little girl so much. And he healed her. Well, Jesus does the same for us every day. That's how we know where we really are. Not because miracles happen or people, you know, get up who couldn't walk before or amazing things happen. We know where we are, not because we're at the corner of Punahou and Dominus, but because God's love is here and out there. Jesus says to us and to his disciples, I will be with you and I love you. You, every one of you. Even when you're hurting or pesky, or none of you have ever been put in the corner in a chair, have you? You have? I spent half my childhood in a corner. But you know what? I never forgot that Jesus loves me there. Even when we're hurting and even when we're dying, Jesus promises to be with us. That's the real road sign of God. Wherever there is love, there is God. And wherever there is God, we are healed. And that's what it means. So Jesus says to every one of you, Talitha cum. What does he say? Talitha cum. And you too are healed. That's the real sign. Thank you. You guys can go back to your places.